President, who has my surrogate for this February 18th, 2025, the call of the meeting to order.
Okay, and on the agenda for this month, we have approval of the January 20th, 2025 public hearing minutes, approval of the January 2025 monthly disbursements, resolution to approve the 2025 budget, another resolution to approve the 2025 rate increase and new user rate, a treatment plant update with Greg, bank signers updated with Natalie, and a general manager update with Natalie and Jean. So first up, we have need a motion to approve the January 20th, 2025 public hearing minutes.
I make a motion to approve the January 20, 2025 public hearing minutes.
Second.
Was that Greg?
Yeah, it was Greg.
Thank you. Okay, and we will vote. Gary.
Aye.
Natalie.
Aye.
And Greg.
Aye.
Okay, and the motion is passed. Next up, we have approval of the January 20th, 2025 monthly disbursements with Diane. I'm going to try to bring those up for you, Diane.
Okay.
I have a lot of stuff in my way of my screen. Can everybody see those?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that better? There. All yours, Diane.
Okay. I will start off. As usual, we pay our December credit card bill this month. It was for $180 and change. We had our $72 for QBO and Drive monthly subscriptions. We had a $42 for lien removal fees. Weber County, $65 for the classified ad in search of our general manager. And $2 in 1099 prep fees, and that's just making sure that our new vendors would match our IRS EIN. So that would go through. Our next disbursement, number 833 for Ogden Valley Construction. This was a kind of an outside of contract hours thing for a water operator, and it had to deal with the hydrant that was hit during a snowstorm in late December. And that was for $1,116. We have and received reimbursement for that expense through the insurance company. So our next disbursement was the contracted hours worked for our board admin support, check number 834. Check number 835 for Tom Summers Excavation, $9,380 and change. Also applied to the hydrant repairs that Tom Summers did. There was a lot of digging and resetting and repairing of that hydrant. That too was reimbursed on the insurance claim. Our next disbursement, it looks like a disbursement, but it's not really a new expense. It was for our water operator, and it had to do with his December payment. They get sent out by check from Zions Bank. But in this particular case, his December payment was lost in the mail. So we received a refund, and then we reissued him a check. So this report doesn't show the funds that came in to reimburse us for that. Our next two disbursements were for Rocky Mountain Power. They were the electricity bills of our well pumps. $169 and change and almost and $36 and change. Our next disbursement, number 836, was a customer bottled water reimbursement for $24.60. The next disbursement, check number 837 to Ardura, $4,082.50, was it was the work Ardura did in regards to our LCRR inventory. submitted for reimbursement through the LCR grant. It just, that final reimbursement has not yet been requested. Check number 838, $400 to Chemtech Ford, was for the gross alpha and beta testing of our maple oil. It was a January sample. Check number 839, $74.97 is to Hawk Design. That's the company that hosts our website. Check number 840, $24, Weber Basin, back to water testing. That is the testing, our testing was sent to, because it was a mainline break when the hydrant was hit. Those samples were submitted via the Weber Water Basin Conservancy, and we are paying for the cost to them for our samples, our water sampling. And then the last two disbursements, Vargamelli Construction and myself, are the monthly contracts for water operations and accounting and office support. Are there any questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, so we just need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the disbursements as noted.
I almost heard a second, but I'm not sure who said it.
Second
the
motion.
Greg?
That was Gary. Gary seconded it.
Sorry, I got it. Gary. Okay. So now we have a vote on the motion to approve the monthly disbursements as explained by Diane. Gary?
Aye.
Natalie?
Aye.
And Greg?
Aye.
Okay, and the motion passes. Next up, we have the first resolution, and that is for the budget.
Tess?
Yes.
I'm going to, sorry, interrupt you. We had, I believe it's Lori that joined us. Can you just confirm who joined us? Perfect. Thank you.
What is Lori's last name?
Put Wentland, even though I haven't officially changed my name, but yeah, the Wentlands.
Got it. Thank you. Okay, so on this resolution, Natalie, should I have a resolution number? It's blank at the top.
Oh, it is blank at the top. Yes, I was not sure what our current order for resolutions were for this year.
So,
I forgot to look at that.
The one last year, I believe we ended on 6-2024. If that,
so this would be actually probably 1-2025, right? It's our first resolution for the year?
Yes. Okay.
Or maybe we go 7. I don't remember how we did it. Maybe it's 7-2025.
Okay. I'll add that after. Is that
okay?
Do we
keep that number going?
Can we add that afterwards, or do we need a
number? In the past, we start over annually, but doesn't mean we can't change things up going forward.
No, let's start over. That makes more sense to me because it's resolution number 1 of 2025. So do 1-2025.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
So a resolution to adopt the 2025 budget, resolution 1-2025. Whereas the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District, the district, met on February 18th, 2025, to consider, among other things, adopting the 2025 budget. Whereas a public hearing regarding the 2025 rate schedule was held on January 20th, 2025. Whereas clear and uniform procedures regarding the 2025 budget is essential for the efficient functioning and administration of the day-to-day business of the district. And whereas the district reviewed the proposed 2025 budget and found it to be necessary and in the best interest of the district and its residents to adopt the budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District as follows. 1, the district hereby adopts the 2025 budget, a copy of which is attached hereto. 2, all resolutions, policies, procedures, rules, and regulations of the district, or parts thereof in conflict with this resolution are, to the extent of such conflict, hereby repealed. Passed by the Board of Trustees of the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District this, I'm expecting to fill in, 18th day of February 2025. And that is it.
Yeah, it would be the 18th, yep.
Okay. So I believe we'd need a motion to approve that. Or
I call the motion to approve.
I second.
Okay. And the motion we're voting on is to approve the 2025 budget. First up, Gary. Oh, Gary, you are muted.
Okay. Aye.
Natalie.
Aye.
Aye.
And Greg.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion is approved to adopt the 2025 budget. Okay, now the next resolution, bear with me 1 minute, and I'll get it right up. I can't move this out of the way. Sorry, I'm trying to move something out of the way so I can get to my screen, and I can't. Okay. Now, this will be resolution. And this is a resolution to adopt the 2025 rate schedule. Resolution 2-2025. Whereas the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District, the district, met on February 18th, 2025 to consider, among other things, adopting the 2025 rate schedule. Whereas a public hearing regarding the 2025 rate schedule was held on January 20th, 2025. Whereas clear and uniform procedures regarding the 2025 rate schedule is essential for the efficient functioning and administration of the day-to-day business of the district. And whereas the district reviewed the proposed 2025 rate schedule and found it to be necessary and in the best interest of the district and its residents to adopt the rate schedule. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District as follows. 1. The district hereby adopts the 2025 rate schedule, a copy of which is attached hereto, effective February 18th, 2025. And 2. All resolutions, policies, procedures, rules, and regulations of the district, or parts thereof, in conflict with this resolution, are, to the extent of such conflict, hereby repealed. Passed by the Board of Trustees of the Green Hills Country Estates Water and Sewer Improvement District this 18th day of February, 2025. So again, everybody's muted.
Okay, I make a motion to approve resolution 2-2025.
I second.
Second.
Okay, and we're going to vote on the motion to approve resolution 2-2025. Gary?
Aye.
And Natalie?
Aye.
And Greg?
Aye.
Okay, and the motion to approve the new rates has passed. All right. I don't believe we need anything else up. I can stop sharing, Natalie, and we can move on to the treatment plant update.
Treatment plant update. I'm getting my feet and my up to speed on what's going on with the construction. We've identified the design changes that will have to happen. We've identified a path forward and the associated costs. We're currently in negotiations with our contractors to make sure that we are moving this football down the field and moving ahead with our build out. We don't have a construction construction timeline update yet. We'll be receiving that within the next month.
Just a quick question, and I don't want to take up too much time here. How extensive is the rework that needs to be done?
We have an initial estimate, but we don't have finalized costs yet. We're still negotiating with our contractor on exposures, so we can't really.
We don't know if
we have the cost finalized.
We don't know if it has 6 months to the build time. Or anything like that yet?
No, we don't have that yet. But okay. We are in the path. We do have a path forward. We don't have the finalized costs or the...
Yeah.
Or what it's going to take, or the amount of time we're going to need to add to the job.
Yeah, I haven't been in the last couple of meetings, so I'm just curious. So, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, we'll move on to the next item, and that is the bank signers updated with Natalie.
Okay, so we have the new addition of Greg to the board, and so Zions Bank requires that we officially approve adding him as a signer, all things bank-related, and so I am going to... Greg, do you... want this to be official as William or as Greg?
William.
Okay. All right. So I make a motion that we add William Liddell as a signer on our Zions bank account.
Second the motion.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and now we're going to have a vote on the motion to add William Liddell as a signer on the district's Zions Bank account. Gary?
Aye.
And Natalie?
Natalie?
Aye.
Aye.
And Greg?
Aye.
Okay, and the motion is passed. All right.
Yes, great, and I believe Tess, we just need a copy of the minutes when they're done to take over to the bank.
Okay. So. You got it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah. Next up, general manager update with Natalie.
Okay, so I am actually going to table this. We don't have anything to report. We're transitioning from Jane serving as the general manager. Her time as manager has officially come to an end, and we have yet to work out the details of a new general manager, and so I really have nothing to report other than the board is filling in the gaps until that time and is working hard to fill that position as quickly as possible. And in the meantime, we have agreed to take on those responsibilities and share them as a board, and so that's what I have to report.
Any questions from anyone? Okay, if not, Natalie.
All right. I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second motion.
Was that Gary?
Yeah, it was a tie.
All right, we're giving it to Gary. Sorry. Okay, and we'll have a vote on a motion to adjourn the meeting. Gary.
Aye.
Natalie.
Aye.
And Greg.
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Short and sweet.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Recording stopped.